Lord help me, tonight, just for a few little minutes.
He will, Brother Tony.
I believe it.
Amen.
I'd like to speak to us on the lessons we learn sailing on the sea of life.
Amen.
The lessons that we learn sailing on the sea of life.
Yes.
Mark 4:35. Now notice before I even start, there's two different storms that Jesus and the disciples were in on the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
Two different ones. You would think, you know, in a 3.5 year ministry that Jesus had with his disciples, he's training them. He's teaching them. And you would think that one storm would be enough that they would have their faith built that Jesus can calm the storm.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. But it took two storms and still they're down.
Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, 4:35, Mark. And the same day, now he had just got done teaching on the parable of the sower, four different categories of the ground. The same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. Amen. He didn't say we're going halfway, we're going down.
Yeah.
He said we're going to the other side. Oh, God. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, they took Jesus with them. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a what?
Great storm.
A great storm of wind. And the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Matthew records the same storm. He said the ship was covered with the waves.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. I think anybody would be scared. Anybody would have fear.
Yeah.
The waves and the water covering the ship, and a great storm of wind beating against the ship. Luke says about the same storm, they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Phew. There arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awaken him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Matthew records that the disciples cried to him and said, Lord, save us, we perish. Don't you care that we perish? Oh, dear Lord. Carest thou that not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm, a great storm has now become a great calm when Jesus rose up.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? You may be seated. That's the first storm. I don't know. This is probably a teaching message. I don't know how many months or weeks or what it was passed from the first storm until the second one comes. I don't know. But Matthew records that there is another storm on the Sea of Galilee. It's 8 miles across the sea. They're out in the middle of the water, right in the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Notice what it says here. And straightway, this was after Jesus had fed the 5,000 with the fishes and the loaves. Here's storm number two. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the even was come, he was there alone. And the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning, a storm hits. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, Jesus said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. He walked on the water.
Yep.
Oh God. He launched down on Jesus' word to come.
Right.
He walked on the water to go to Jesus.
Man.
But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. And then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." All right. They're going down. They believe that they're going to drown. Ain't it amazing that the first storm that said they, the disciples, ran to Jesus in the hinder part of the ship. Jesus is laying there. He's asleep. They awaken him. They awaken him. All the disciples went running down there. Peter was in the midst of those disciples.
My Lord, help us.
Mom.
Peter was one of them, and shaking Jesus, "Carest thou not that we perish?" And Jesus arose and rebuked the wind, and there kind of become a great calm. So here we have a storm number two. Do you think sometimes the Lord allows us to go through storms? Why would he? To build our faith. Evidently, their faith wasn't built good enough yet.
Amen.
Oh, God. Peter was one of them, says, "Don't you care, Lord, that we perish?" So here we are, weeks, maybe months later, right out in the middle of the same sea. Another storm comes. The waves are beating into it. And Jesus, it looks like they're going down. They think for sure they're going down. And Jesus comes a walking to them on the water. They thought it was a spirit. And geez, they cried out for fear. And Jesus said, "Be not afraid. It's me. Be not afraid." And Peter says, "For the very one that woke him up the other time and watched Jesus get up and get on the bow of that boat and probably stretched his hand out and said, 'Peace be still.'" The disciples saw it. And Peter said, "If it be you, let me walk on, let me come to you, Lord." And Jesus said, "Come." And Peter stepped out over on the water, and he began to walk on the water to go to Jesus. Can I tell you, as long as your eyes are upon him, you cannot sink. Hallelujah to God. I tell you, if the Lord is on your boat, and if he's on your ship, there ain't no way in this world it could go down. There ain't a storm. Raise your little hand and say, "Lord, I got you on the inside of my heart. You're a living inside of this vessel. And I don't care how much the wind blows, and I don't care how high the waves get. If I've got the Lord on board, I cannot sink, I'll not drown, and I won't go down." Hallelujah. And he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But somewhere he got his eyes off of the Lord, and he began to look at the waves and the wind. Hey, Lord, and he began to fear. I'm telling you, a fear will rob us. It'll take the
the faith of God out of us. How many storms will it take? I've been in this for 51 long years, and I've had my times of storm. I've had the tempest. Hey, Lord, I've had the rains to descend. I've went through dark times. I tell you, but the God of my past had brought me out of the storms in yesteryears is the same God that's with me tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know what tomorrow holds. Hallelujah. Be another storm, but I know that God can calm the storm.
Yes.
Saw the winds, the waves boisterous. And he began to sink. Oh Lord, how is it that you have no faith?
Come on.
How many's ever doubted God? You come into the straits and narrow places in your life. You come into times that you say, Lord, I need you to move.
Come on.
I need you to help me. I need you to bring me through this. I need you to come. I need your help, oh Lord. How many's in the house and can say, Lord, there've been times in my past that I did not know what to do. I could not fix my problem. Come on. I didn't know which way to go. Lord, and it was quiet in those times. Don't you think sometimes that the Lord has tried our faith to get us to believe in Him? Raise your little hand, Lord. How many times will I have to see you move and come through and supply my needs and touch my body and touch my mind and bless me in my heart? Hey, Lord, it ain't a time to doubt Him. Ain't you glad tonight we can trust the Lord in the middle of the storm? Carest thou not that we perish? How long shall I be with you, Holy Lord, Holy Lord, O thou of little faith?
Mom.
Listen now, there's lessons to learn on the sea of life. I'm going to take us a few places. The Bible in several places in allegory form compares our life down here to sailing on a sea in the midst of troubled waters sometimes. Life has its problems. Anybody in here ever had a problem? No. It's not always calm seas and easy sailing.
That's right.
It ain't. The psalmist David wrote about his trials, Brother Ron, in facing floods of great waters. That's David's words. Floods of great waters. We all have our trials and afflictions.
Yes.
We have our dark times when we come into deep waters. In our Christian life, we face storms of wind and rain. There's times that we battle raging waves of doubt that row hard against our vessel.
Amen, that's right.
God, oh Lord. That's what the devil wants. He wants us to doubt God's grace and God's mercy. He wants us to doubt God's love, hallelujah, and His power to move.
Right.
How many's here tonight? You've been serving the Lord for years now. Some of us many, many years. What is it that brought you to the house of God tonight? You ain't on the street somewhere. You ain't in a grave somewhere. You ain't out in a back alley on drugs and alcohol. Hey, Lord, but you're here tonight. You know what brought you here tonight? Is the good grace of God that you come in these doors. Hey, Lord, I've been through storms, but I've been telling you through the midst of it all, I could see Jesus and said, come on, come on, you can do it. Just hold on to me and keep your eyes on me. Don't look at your trouble, but look unto me, saith the Lord.
Yes, yes.
Hey, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we find ourselves staring through the fog in the midst of trial where we can't hardly see clearly.
Right.
And we don't understand. Now listen, I've been in this long enough. I've asked God before sometimes, why God?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord, why? Lord, where are you at?
Yeah.
Why me, God? I wish I could take all those times back and say, Lord, you've never failed me. Your grace has always brought me through. Holy, 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 holy. It's in these times that we wonder, we search and we question, which way do I go, God? What about tomorrow? What about the future? What do I do now, God? We feel like we'll never make it. There's times that our faith is pressured so hard by the elements of this world. Lord, will I ever pull through? Lord, it seems like I'm going down. Peter makes it clear that if you're going through troubles and hard times, you are not the only one. You're not by yourself. The Bible says that our Christian service here on earth is a life that we must live by faith. How many of those here tonight that if we're serving the Lord, we're not sailing alone? Hallelujah, I'm not on the sea of life by myself. Hey, praise be to the Lord. How can you say tonight, Jesus, the captain of my salvation, is on board of this vessel? And it'll never go down. Hey, Lord, I'm closer to heaven than I've ever been. Hallelujah, there ain't no time to turn around. Hey, Lord, too many miles behind me. Raise your little hand and say, thus far, the Lord has brought me. I've come to this place tonight by the hand and the grace of God. Hey, Lord, and never let me go down. Ain't you glad of that? That he could reach down to you just like he did, Peter, and catch you. When you feel like you're falling and going down, he'll catch you. He'll come on now. We're going back to the vessel.
Yes. Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I made all this up, so you're ready for it.
Come on.
Come on.
I made this one up.
Come on.
The faith of a mariner. Let's look now at the faith of a mariner, which is a sailor. He packs up. How many's ever been getting ready to go on vacation? You pack everything that you think. At the house, when you get ready to go on vacation, how many pages did I print out? It's a checklist. I know she's got at least a checklist, a whole length of this paper right here. Get this, put this in the luggage, get this, right, and put this in the car, get this, get all of her medicines. Come on, write down the list. It is a list. And she puts a check mark right beside of it. I'll tell you how we learned to do this is because one time we went somewhere way off. I said, where is that? She said, what? And I told her the different things. Oh my goodness, I forgot to put that in the luggage. And here we are, got to find a Walmart somewhere to go and buy it. Come on. Now we got a list, and as far as I know, we was gone for 2 weeks last year. She went right down the list, put everything. We got two or three luggages and got the trunk of the car full, and she put a check mark on every item all the way down there. I said, are we ready to go? She said, we're ready to go. We're packed up, and we got everything we need. Raise your hand. I tell you, if we do that in the natural, Brother Ron, we needed to do it in the spiritual. Have I got what God wants me to have? Have I got enough of the Spirit of the Lord? Jesus, have I got you? Raise your little hand. Have I got the captain of my salvation? Hey, Lord, have I packed my Bible? Have I got the Word of the living God? Am I ready, Jesus? Have I got the faith? Do I still believe? Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
So this mariner, Brother Terry, he packs up, he loads his ship with his precious cargo. He has his family,
He has his goods all brought on board. You see, he's got a beautiful destination in mind in a faraway land across that sea. Oh, God. So he gets his family and he gets everything that he needs. It's all loaded on the ship. He reaches over and he loosens that big rope from the dock where it's moored. He loosens the rope and he throws it on the deck. He lifts the anchor, and when he does that, it's clear, it's ready to go, and he pushes out. He pushes out from the dock. Holy Lord. I'm glad a long time ago on bended knees in 1974, I pushed out from the dock. Hallelujah. I said, God, I'm going all the way. How many can say I made up my mind when Jesus saved me? I'm going all the way, Lord. I'm going to make heaven my home.
Yeah.
Listen now, this is where faith comes in. If that night in 1974, between 7 and 8 p.m. on a Sunday night, hallelujah, God, if God had a told me when I was down on my knees repenting of my sins and seeking him to be saved, if he said to me and looked out in my future this 51 years later and told me about all the storms I was going to go through, he told me the battles I was going to have, dear Lord, I'd have got up, went back to my seat. I couldn't make it. God, you showed me everything. You looked into my future. You showed me what I'm going to go through and what I'm going to suffer. You showed me the many battles that I'm going to fight. Oh, Lord, my mind battles and spiritual battles. You know what I'd have done? I would have said, Lord, I do want to serve you, but I just cannot live it. That's where faith comes in. The just shall live and shall walk by faith. The Lord don't tell us. But he does give us a promise. I will never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. I got up and I knew I was saved, and I knew Jesus forgive me of my sins, and I went back to my seat happy as a lark. Hey Lord, with the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. But have I had my battles? You better believe I've had my battles. I've had phone calls to come through.
Yep.
I've went in and honest, I hold my hand to God, and God knows I'm telling you the truth. On my job, I worked it for 42 years. Ron beat me probably a year or two, didn't he?
43 years.
Brother JD, on my job, I hold my hand to the Lord, and it's in my record book. I gave my plan 110%. I really do. My hands are clean. My heart is clean. I even worked for him when I was a sinner before I ever got saved. You know why? Because my daddy taught me to be honest, son.
Yeah.
Be honest. And give them a good, honest day's work. I can hear it in my ear now. But I've had the bosses to turn against me. I've had them to swear and cuss me out. Lord have mercy sakes. I had one boss, they was took three of us to work the furnaces in that department where I worked, three of us. They cut it back to two. They cut it back to one. You know how I ate my dinner? I ate it on the run. I'd run the crane, had the crane box around my neck right here and running the bridge and the trolley and the hoist to pick up the loads. I had to set the furnaces up. I had to strip them out when they got done melting the metal. I had to load the metal on crane cars and have the train to come and pull them out. I've had to clean the shop. I'd eat candy bars on the run. And it wasn't good enough. The boss would come and said, how come the metal ain't out? How come you ain't done this and you ain't done that? Dear Lord, I about have a nervous breakdown. I hold my hand. God knows I come to her. I said, I can't take it no more. I feel like my nerves are completely shot. I had to go, Brother Ron, and get shots in my heels of cortisone shots where I was working. Listen now, 12 straight days in a row, 12 to 16 hours.
gifts come and didn't even feel like taking a shower and just crash right in the middle of the bed. Oh, Lord, yes, I've had my trials. Yes, I've called out and said, oh, God, I need you. But I went to the doctor. Hallelujah. He said, I'll get you out of there. You got scoliosis in your spine. It's real crooked. I had to take high-powered pain medicine, Lortab, and others to get in and work those long hours. I went to my doctor and I said, I can't handle it no more. Brother Charles, there was bids that went up at the gate. I tried bidding on them to get out of that department. It seemed like the devil had his crosshairs right in the middle of my chest and said, I will take you out. Raise your hand. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to pressure you and cause so much pressure upon you that you think that you'll never make it, and you're going to go down, and you're going to crash. I've had scoliosis. I went to the doctor before I went to the plant to get to sign up for a job in that plant. They said, you want to work here? I said, yes, I do. It's 1974. January the 3rd, I started working for them. They said, all right, we're going to send you to get an exam. They're going to x-ray you and put you through, examine you, and just see how good you are. I went and they x-rayed me head to foot. Lord have mercy. And somehow or the other, they hired me. And my spine's like this, and then it twists in here. Lord have mercy. Ask her, when I get up in the morning, I go to the bathroom, I get her here. And she has to push on my back. Push on it.
Come on.
I had the doctor to tell me later on when I went in there and they took x-rays and says, your spine's bad. Says, we do not know how they hired you. We don't know why they hired you. Whew, I do. Because God helped me make it for 42 years. I went to the doctor. He got a stack of papers of help, my health, all recorded. And I went to my lawyer and I says, I can't take it no more. I said, the bosses are cussing me out. Oh, Lord, and I can't do anything to please them. I had the boss to walk up to me and said, Tommy. And I said, you're killing me. I said, you're killing me. I had to have shots in my elbows, picking up the big heavy chains to put on the big hoist, shots in my heels. Oh, God. Brother Gary, honest, it was all I could do at the end of the shift to pick up my lunchbox and carry it to my truck because my feet and my back was killing me. My lawyer fought it for me, and I got my total disability in 2 months and 3 weeks. Hey, Lord. Oh, God. My lawyer said to me, he said, I've never seen anybody get it that fast in my life. Said, sometimes you'll battle it for months, and sometimes a year or two down the road. Can I tell you, I'm happily retired now. Hey, Lord, I still have problems. My old body sometimes gives me fits. But thank God I come through them doors. Raise your little hand. Hey, Lord, I had the doctor to tell me. I said, you'll be in a wheelchair by the time that you're 50 years old. I ain't in no wheelchair. I never went down. I never sunk. I got the captain of my salvation on my side. Hey, 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 hey. He's real. He's a healer. He's a restorer. He's a reviver. Hey, Lord, raise your hand and love him. He'll make a way when there seemeth to be no way. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. He is the door. Thank you, Lord. When you feel like, listen, that's what the disciples got into. Right out in the middle of the sea, two storms, and they still didn't learn anything. We're going down. How in the world can you go down with Jesus on board of your vessel when he's near to you?
Yes.
Brother Gary, we will face storms.
Oh, yeah.
Sissy, we'll have our problems. And it's in these times that it's so easy to doubt.
Right.
It is easy to doubt. The questions that go through our minds, oh Lord, the battles, oh God. But thank you. Thank you, dear Jesus. Can you say he ain't done yet?
Yeah.
He's still teaching me to have faith.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just give him a wave, Auburn. He's still telling me to put my trust in him and to have faith.
Yeah.
Have faith. Hallelujah to God. Shoot. I left this guy. He just pushed out from the shore, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, great day. He loosens the big rope from the dock where it's moored, and he lifts the anchor and he pushes out. He raises the sails to catch the wind. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. In prayer is where you hoist the sails.
Right.
The sails of your soul. Come on, I want them up there, Lord, where the wind of your spirit will get in them.
Yes.
Come on, Lord, breathe in the sails of my soul.
Yes.
Listen, the man trusts the wind. Trust is the spirit. He believes in its unseen power to push him onward.
Yes.
If he did not believe that there was a better place, a desired place on a far distant shore, he would have never launched out to start with.
That's right.
My mommy and my daddy, Brother Ben, taught me there was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I was raised in a United Baptist church. At least I was taught about heaven.
Right.
And I wanted to go. Listen. Listen close. Once this person pulls away from the dock, let's spiritualize it, and he or she launches forth, he knows that there's no turning back.
Yep.
He feels the desire down deep in his heart, and he knows it's right now or it's never.
Yep.
For days and days on end, day and night, weeks and months, he sails. He sees not land. He sees no shore.
Whoa.
You know what keeps him going and adjusting the sails? He has to adjust the sails and steering that vessel. It's that blessed hope, that inward vision of that beautiful place that he's heard so much about. Does he get tired? Anybody in the house get tired? Do you get weary? Oh, yes. Do you get weary in the dark times when you don't see land? Yes, you do. Though much time is spent, and though that he gets tired of running into rough seas of storms and opposing winds, he still has his mind made up. He keeps right on a sailing and holding true to his course. I'm a holding on. How many can say tonight, I'm a holding on to the course? It's heaven. Heaven's in view. Hey, Lord, that old shore that I left over 51 years ago, dear brother, it's way behind me. I burned many bridges. I've had to sacrifice along the way. I told the Lord I want to make it to home.
To heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Everybody's got to make up mind here tonight.
Amen.
Yes.
Hold on.
Come on.
He keeps a hold in a true course.
Yes.
Woo. There's a lot of people, Brother J.D., has run off course.
Yes, right.
They was on true course at one time, yep. Sissy. They was running a true course. Something's happened. Something's happened. Listen now.
Yeah.
They got their minds somewhere else.
Right.
They got their eyes focusing on something else.
Yes.
Oh, God, don't let me
Don't let me be like Peter to get my eyes off in Jesus, but let me keep walking, Lord. Can you say, Lord, keep me walking? Keep me walking. Oh, God. Holy Lord. Thank you, Lord. He knows, Brother Charles, that he's already come too far to ever give up and turn back.
Right.
Tell us, Mr. Mariner, how did you have such confidence and find your way? He'll tell you, I had my compass. I mean, he's got your Bible.
Yes.
You got a Bible?
Yes.
Do you read it?
Yes.
Oh, God. I had my compass, and I spread out my mat before me. And right through the middle of it all, I kept looking up and I looked heavenward. I observed the sun and the stars to guide my vessel. I obeyed their guidance because they are always true, for they never ever change their course and they never change their position. Therefore, I have faith that I'm going to make it to my desired home.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Yeah.
David, can you just open up your heart to us one more time? Can you give us some insight, Psalmist David, from your own life in the storms and the high waters that we'll face in life and how that the Lord comes to our rescue? Yes, I will. I'll tell you. I've certainly prayed earnest prayers such as, save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul.
Yes.
Listen, children, the danger is we can be in a storm and raging waters, but don't let the storm get in you.
Right.
Don't let the storm get in you. You're going to have the problems. David said, I am come into deep waters.
Yes.
Where the floods overflow me. But I can tell you, the Lord sent from above. He took me and he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me and brought me forth into a large place, and he set my feet on solid ground.
Yes.
I can tell you, I've had my battles. I faced many enemies in my time, and I've had, brother, listen, this brother Ron, I've had my ups and I've had my downs.
Yes.
But my God has always come through.
Yes.
I learned to point my vessel straight into the waves, and I kept right on sailing. Tell us, Brother David, you've written many psalms. Yes, I have. And I wrote a song, S-O-N-G, one time for the people of Israel, my people, to sing. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
A song that David wrote. Hey, Lord, for the people to sing. A song of degrees of David. If it had not been the Lord who is on our side, now may Israel say, how many wants God on your side here in the house tonight? If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then had they swallowed us up quick, when the wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. But blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord that made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and say, thank God. Had it not been the Lord, can everybody say that here in this house tonight? If it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Oh, have mercy. You wouldn't be saved.
You wouldn't have poured all that beer out. I wouldn't have kicked all the drugs out and all the alcohol out. Hey, Lord, the night that I got saved, Brother J.D., I come off of that mountain and that hill on a gravel road. I left that little Baptist church up on the hill. It was built in 1916. Mommy was up front. Daddy was in the back. I had a tape case that held 12 8-track tapes. Oh, Lord. Rock music, Black Sabbath, Jimi Hendrix, and all of that filth. I'd get high on drugs and listen to that old hard rock music. But something happened to me down on bended knees. Jesus saved me and he made me clean. Hey, Lord, he took the sins out and the blood washed me. I got about halfway down, brother, on that old hill. I pulled that 1974 Plymouth Duster over to the side. I left the headlights on that old car. I said, Daddy, I put it in park. I said, Daddy, I said, reach me that tape case back there that's in the seat next to you. But the strangest thing ever happened. Mommy and Daddy did not say a word. Hallelujah. They didn't ask me what I was doing. They was as quiet as a church mouse. Hey, Lord. Daddy reached that tape case up there and I reached around like this. I poured it over. I put it right between me and Mommy. Mommy was sitting there and I was here. I flipped that little tab on the lid of that 8-track tape case. I raised up the lid of it and the lid, it went over on Mommy's leg. And I tell you, I got in there and I got every one of those 8-track tapes, that old nasty rock music. I made me about 3 or 4 stacks in the middle of my lap. I reached over, left the headlights on an old car. I pushed the door open. I put this leg out. I cradled in. I put this leg out. I went around the front of that car. The headlights are beaming off of me. I went over to the side of that embankment. They was honeysuckle. They was briars and everything. I said, here, I don't want it anymore, Lord. I got something far better. I don't want this old rock music anymore. Just give him a wave offering in the house. I tell you, if you got a good experience, you'll keep on sailing. I said, if you got a good enough experience, you'll keep right on a sailing.
Yes.
Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So, hallelujah. Hey, Lord. Woo!
I kept that tape case and I anointed it and I put the Happy Goodmans in it. I put the Inspirations in it. I put the Hip Heels in it. Hey, Lord, I put gospel. I went straight over there in Chesapeake, Ohio until I got in light. I went in, I got me a brand new Bible and I loaded up on 8-track gospel tapes. I'm telling you, there was many times that I went down the road and that old tape player didn't know how to act. He said, if it had a voice, it said, what's this? Hey, Lord, the wind is used to shatter. Oh, Lord, and the smoke used to be the cigarette smoke and the marijuana smoke. But the car is clean now and the music is clean now. What's going on? That's been a change in me. I give him a wave offering in the house.
Lord have mercy. Hey.
I tell you, if you get it, it'll keep you on course. Come on, I said, if you get it right. If you get that desire, it'll keep you going right through the storms.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Praise
the Lord.
Good.
Holy,
I didn't know I was
going to
say all that.
Good. You reckon this is all right?
Great.
Is it all right, Maria?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, God. Oh, holy.
I'm traveling a new road now. Hey, no, boy, oh, God. I'm traveling a new road now. Hey, Lord, I don't go to the bar anymore. I go to church. I said, I go to church. Hey.
Holy. Glory.
Peter, you disciples,
Have y'all learned anything yet?
Come on.
Jesus knew right on in their future.
Yes.
Of what they suffered in the natural, in the natural storms and everything, and how they saw Jesus bring peace, calm the storms. They're going to need that.
Yes.
Because they're going to face Rome.
Yes, yes.
They're going to face crucifixion. They're going to be dying a martyr's death. Come on, I'm telling you, the Lord is conditioning us people here tonight. Don't hate your trial. Use your trial for a stepping stone. Come on, it'll be hard and you'll have to stretch to get to the next stone. Keep it going because there's a faith that'll keep you. Just wave your hand to God. There is a faith that God's a building, Brother Ron. He's a building it in us. Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Lord have mercy, I got about 5 pages, but let me, if I ain't got it over by now, I never will. You want to preach the rest of this?
Glory.
Honest, I feel like I could run through a troop and leap over a wall. I was preaching one night and I got that backwards. I feel like I could leap over a tree and run through a wall.
Run through a wall.
How many's ever felt, man, I could go 2 ways at once right here. Hey, Lord, love him. Reach your little hand up and love him. Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. Teach me, Lord, or any other things that I need to learn.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go. Y'all ready for this one? I made this up. The old ship of Zion. Can I tell you this is the church's grandest hour? Brother Ron, the old ship of Zion set sail on the day of Pentecost and she's never stopped. She pulled out of the upper room. How many in the house got the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Got the abiding Spirit of God inside of you.
Lord.
She pulled out from the upper room. She's sailing with the redeemed and the Spirit-filled believers on board. Jesus is the captain of this grand ship. He's standing at the helm and he's calling, ye who want to live victorious, you who want to be an overcomer, get on board. Spiritually speaking, if you could stand on the shore and look out across the vast waters of the sea of life, you can see in the midst of the tempest a long, majestic ship battling through the towering waves. Its hull, Lord, its hull is battered, but it continues a sailing right on, unyielding to the elements. Satan doesn't like this ship. He like to bring it down. He hates it. It makes him nervous. The devil goes up and down the sidewalks around this church and it makes him nervous. He looks at the redeemed coming in the door. Hallelujah. They stand outside sometime and hear us rejoicing with the music going.
Amen.
I'll tell you, that devil don't like the ship of Zion.
Right.
Let me finish this. She wants to come to the piano. Oh, God. That devil hates us. He hates the ship we're riding on. He'd like to make the passengers discouraged.
Oh, yeah.
He'd like to get the passengers depressed.
Yeah.
He'd like to get them to drop their hands.
Yeah.
And he'd like to cause us all to sink in the spirit.
Right.
Look at that dark gray sky above that ship of Zion. Watch it churning with the opposing winds of fury. The devil and the forces of hell would like to sink this ship and see it go down. But look at it. She's pressing forward, full of the Holy Ghost, led by the Spirit. Brother Ron, she is a symbol. She is a light and a witness to this world that the Church of Jesus Christ is not defeated. She is an overcomer. She shall prevail. The people on board of this ship are sold out to God. They are called the Lord's committed, God's anointed chosen few. They've made up their minds that they're going to persevere through life's trying times. Yes, that ocean is vast. It's an untamed force. It's a picture of this world and all of its evil, with its waves arising like mountains. It's relentless and unforgiving. Listen now as I close. Yes, it's the end time. How many wants to stay with God here tonight?
Yes.
How many's going to keep right on going?
Yes.
Yes, it's the end time, and this will soon. This ship is almost to heaven's port. She'll soon dock. Brother Ron, to sail no more. To sail no more. We're almost home. Would you stand with me? We're almost home. The saved and the redeemed will soon be escorted in through the gate by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the very captain of our salvation that kept us going. Brother Charles will be escorted into God's presence, where there's eternal peace and rest, and there will be storms no more. Storms no more. As she plays and sings, how many in the house just like to talk to the Lord for a few minutes? Jesus, help me, Lord, to put all my trust and my faith in you. Help me to keep going. Raise your little hand one more time. Help me, Lord, to keep my eyes. Let's pray. Let's pray. Keep my eyes on you, Jesus.
Oh, sing the calm sea with Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
The disciples were getting closer.
Oh, God.
The wind started violently blowing.
Jesus.
Asleep in the storm. Does he not care that we perish? We're helpless and we're so afraid.
Jesus
arose when they called him.
Teach me to trust.
Said, child, where is your faith? And the world turned. The Master, because he knows your voice, lift your hands each time you rejoice. Child, your cries, and the world turned. The Master.
Jesus, Holy Lord.
He hit you without any warning.
Yes, God.
The storm of your life had begun.
Come on.
Seeing no hope in the distance, your cry turned into nowhere to run.
Yes, God.
By now, your vessel is filling.
Yes, God.
You're thinking that you're surely drowned. You cried out for help from the Savior.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And you know you can't give up now because you prayed all night. You're mine.
Yes, Lord.
Because he knows your voice. Lift your hands, it's time to rejoice. Child, your Christ has awoken the Master. Sing with Jesus. The disciples were dead in concern.
Yes, Lord Jesus, yes.
The wind started violently blowing.
Yes, God.
But he was asleep in the storm. Does he not care that we perish? Jesus arose when they called him.
Yes, God.
Said, child, where is your faith? You prayed all night. You've held on with all your might. Child, your Christ. Thank you.